Hi, I'm Art Kaplan, and I'm at the Division of Medical Ethics at the School of Medicine at NYU. How many of you drink tea? You know, it's a ridiculously horrible beverage. No one should be drinking tea. It's effete. It's obviously a drink that anybody who had any sense wouldn't imbibe. I'm just kidding. It's a joke. My wife drinks tea. I, on the other hand, happen to drink coffee. Love coffee, always have, not a tea drinker. But a recent study came out in a very prominent journal, Annals of Internal Medicine, that said coffee drinking seemed to lengthen life. Coffee drinking seems to be good. Patients undoubtedly will ask about this and say, should I start drinking coffee? Should I drink more coffee? Does it matter if I drink coffee with cream in it? I'm assuming the tea drinkers might even take an envious look over in this direction and wonder if they should drink a little bit more coffee as well. Well, look, the big study is very interesting, and it was a study with a lot of subjects in it, so powered up very strongly. Still, I'm a little reluctant to say, in all honesty, that the tea drinkers should abandon their beverage. Coffee may be something that helps you live longer. I'm going to wait for a few more studies to try and replicate these findings. You know, it seems every week somebody says red wine is good for you, asparagus are bad for you, coffee is going to extend your life. You know, basically, I think we have to tell patients there are no real breakthrough studies. There are suggestive studies. They only become breakthroughs when they get replicated. And we haven't really had a lot of replication, even I as a coffee drinker have to admit, of the information that says this beverage makes you live long. Remember, too, it's hard to get real solid information, even with large numbers of people, because you're not controlling for lots and lots of variables, how much people exercise, their sleep habits, on and on. There are all kinds of things they're doing differently. Even if you control for race and age, ethnicity and all that, gender, you're not capturing all the other differences in lifestyle that might contribute to a longer life. So, I am going to say I'm still going to drink my coffee. Studies make me feel so far there's nothing obviously bad about it. Probably okay to keep drinking tea as well, I'll have to confess. But when patients ask, let's tell them there's something suggestive, it's interesting, I'm not sure I would change my habits yet, but pay attention, watch for the confirmation, stay tuned for more data to come in. I'm Art Kaplan at the Division of Medical Ethics at NYU, and thank you for watching.